The reporters were openly skeptical of President Biden's performance, and several were pretty aggressive.
Did you overpromise to the American public what you could achieve in your first year in office?
Do you need to be more realistic and scale down these priorities
now that legislation appears to be hopelessly stalled? Can you now lay out your strategy to protect voting rights?
I spoke to a number of Black voters who fought to get you elected, and now they feel as though you are not fighting hard enough for them.
Why are you trying so hard in your first year to pull the country so far to the left?
This was a far cry from Biden's early portrayal as the next FDR. While some at the lengthy session served up restrained and respectful questions, CNN's Jeff Zeleny asking whether Biden had done enough to restore faith in the competence of government, others were more confrontational.
So does this signal a larger shift in the media's coverage of Biden, do you think?
It's turned harshly negative almost overnight, sparked by sinking polls and the president's defeat, at least for now, on his massive social spending bill and voting rights. New York Times columnist Maureen Dowd says we should feel anger, pity, embarrassment for Biden for overpromising and under-delivering.
I don't really feel so bad. I mean, he did overpromise.
Hey, all I have to say to the reporters is, welcome to the party. So glad you guys could finally show up and see what was going on.
Well, yeah, they're to the party a little late.
Yeah, a little bit.
You know, country's not in the best of situations, although we're doing fine because we're working hard and a lot of Americans are.
My question is, where were you all in last January?
Well, even before then, during the election.
Right.
I mean, you know, Joe was hiding out in the basement. I mean, what do you expect?
Right.
We got what
Why did you think that was going to be any better?
Yeah, it's truth. It's Thursday. It means we'll have a few life hacks lined up for you here a little bit later. Got some interviews lined up as well. Trey Watkins is going to check in today in the 7 o'clock hour. And then Dr. Bob Denton will check in right around 8:06. A lot of good stuff. We'll unpack what happened yesterday. The two-hour long news conference. It was.
I can't believe they agreed to that.
You know, Janet, you occasionally, you know, have to pull me back off the rabbit trail. There was nobody there to reel Joe in at times. It was really. I felt bad at times. I really did. Yeah, Maureen Dowd said feel sorry. I did feel sorry for this guy yesterday. You know, because you have a press that's nipping at his heels.
I feel sorry for our country.
Well, I feel sorry for our country. But
I mean, there was a time when I thought, you know, this is bad. This is just, you know, people have taken advantage of him. They're using him as a puppet.
Exactly.
No, he is an arrogant, willing.
Yeah, he's willing
person. He wants the power. He wants to double down. Mm-hmm. He's obnoxious. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, I feel bad for the country. I just feel like those that said, look, Joe, just do what we tell you to do and you're going to be fine. I just felt like he was out there hanging in the wind. And it's an embarrassment. I am embarrassed. I don't care if it would be a Republican.
If they try to undo him, mm-hmm. though, he would be kicking and screaming.
Oh, he got angry yesterday a couple times. Got mad and telling him, read the script. Or read the transcript or whatever. Read my speech. Well, he was reading the speech. He based his question on your Georgia speech.
Right. Yeah,
that's right. He got him.
We'll talk about it more throughout the morning. But we're, again, we try to ease you in to your morning, but sometimes you just can't resist, folks.
Well, and then you look at your thought of the day, helping us come out of the nosedive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there is that a little bit. Hold on. Let me see if I've got... Did you send it to me? No.
No, I don't have it.
All right.
But I do have this. Let me do this. There you go.
Okay.
I'll give you my hard copy.
There we go. Because for some reason it's not showing up in my sent items.
Oh, okay.
So that's my problem.
Yikes.
All right. Here's your thought of the day. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
It's in darkness that eyes finally begin to see.
Hmm.
And that's true.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to get to that place before you start realizing what's really important. I do think there's some folks who are like those reporters, for example, mm-hmm. who are finally able to see a little bit more in the darkness there. So, for sure. 434-248-0704 is our text number. And, of course, we always give you that because we want you to participate in our Mind Jam trivia.
Now, I DJ weddings, and I've DJed radio, and I guess we're still considered sort of DJs. We're on the radio, and it's National DJ Day.
It is.
Who coined the term disc jockey? Interesting.
It hasn't been around as long as
we think.
I thought it might be, but yeah.
So disc jockey, or DJ for short, who coined this phrase or this term? Was it William Randolph Hearst, Walter Winchell?
Winchell.
Walter Winchell, or Hedda Hopper?
You know who Walter Winchell is? He was the one that, I mean, everybody listened to. He was the one that called out Lucille Ball as a communist.
Oh,
I mean, he was a big, but he would have regular stuff, and then he would have like gossip things thrown in.
He would have had a podcast. Probably would have been very popular.
Yeah, probably so. Well, all three of those folks popular. Yeah. But yeah.
William Randolph Hearst, Walter Winchell, or Hedda Hopper.
There you go.
Who coined the phrase DJ, or disc jockey, rather, and then it turned into DJ because we want everything shorter. Just look at your texts.
Right.
OMG.
434-248-0704 is our number. In 1949, on this day, J. Edgar Hoover... What do you give a little girl who has everything?
Shirley Temple?
Yeah, Shirley Temple. What do you give a little girl like that?
Something to play with.
A tear gas fountain pen. I want one of those. That'd be cool.
You know, that kind of thing evolved into things like this on certain movies.
You finished?
Yes. Good. Pen. This is a class 4 grenade. 3 clicks, arms the 4-second fuse, another 3... disarms it.
How long did you say the fuse was?
Oh, grow up, 007.
They all said the pen was mightier than the sword.
Thanks to me, they were right.
I like the old cue. The new one's good, but the old one was really good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Mm. Well, Shirley Temple got a tear gas fountain pen.
I know.
On this day in history.
You imagine that?
I think
no, Mommy, don't. Oh. She's on the phone.
Of course, there wasn't. Good ship.
There wasn't 911 back then, and I'm sure J. Edgar gave her his phone number in case she ever needed some counsel.
Could be. 1961, Democrat John F. Kennedy, the youngest elected president of the United States, is administered his oath of office at his inauguration by Supreme Court Chief Justice Earl Warren, and Robert Frost recites "Gift Outright."
Yeah. We're gonna
How
have
cool
some,
is that?
It is cool. We're going to have some inspirational speeches this morning, ladies and gentlemen, and all of you non-binaries. This is the first
there's
one.
There's so many of those listening.
The torch has been passed to a new generation of Americans born in this century, tempered by war, disciplined by a hard and bitter peace, proud of our ancient heritage, and unwilling to witness or permit the slow undoing of those human rights to which this nation has always been committed.
You know, Janet, as I was putting this together last evening, I was looking at some speeches because we're going to get to another one here in just a moment that you recognize. These major inspirational speeches, and even go back to the Gettysburg Address, they weren't long. They were anywhere from 10 to 17 minutes, and they were historic.
Right.
And they were great
because people could hang in for the whole thing.
Right. The attention span wasn't blip. You know, that's about it for the average
person. But you tell me how that makes sense. I mean, our attention spans are shorter and the speeches are getting longer.
Yeah, it's backwards.
Mm-hmm. A little bit. In 1971, this amazing song was released by Marvin Gaye, and it was addressing police brutality.
What's going on? What's going on? Yeah, what's going on? Oh, what's going on?
What's going on?
Right on. Right on. Right on.
Brother, brother.
Yeah.
Such a great song.
A lot of conversations going on during that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good stuff.
It is. And still relevant, I think, today. And then in 1986, the first federal holiday honoring Martin Luther King Jr. is held.
part of his great speech.
One day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today.
And, you know, the sad thing is that some would choose, and we've had the stories, to segregate those people. To segregate those kids and not let them be together and put them in separate classrooms. It's crazy.
It's
and
exactly
those are Democrats.
The opposite of what, you know, they throw his name around so mm-hmm. casually.
Yeah.
And yet the things that they're wanting to do are the polar opposite of what yeah. his dream was.
It really is.
So we got some birthdays today.
Oh,
quite
my gosh.
A few, actually.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You want to take the first
yeah,
one?
Yeah, let's do this. This guy has kept his, he has got a dry humor. You don't know if he's going to jump out of the seat and do SmackDown. Or he's just, you just want to sit back and listen. It's Buzz Aldrin, 92 years old today.
You were not the first man to walk on the moon, but you've actually talked about this. You were the first man to relieve himself on the moon. Is that true?
That is correct.
That is correct.
Well, no,
this is...
Hey, they sure calls.
But not on the moon. You know, you don't want to...
You didn't
you
unzip. Don't yeah, right.
You do not want to unzip.
Right, no, right.
Wow. That's a man for you. Boy, the minute you get out, the minute you get in outer space, you know.
I think I shared this on the air. I did a big remodel job for a lawyer up in Amherst County. That's all I'll say. And, I mean, you know, he had a little bit of property, and he said, I'll be right back. Boy stepped around the truck, relieved himself, and he says, that's the beauty of having a couple, 3 acres. You can just pee anywhere you want.
Just don't get it. I mean, I'll be outside, and I'm like, whoa, that bathroom's right there.
It's 15 feet
what
away.
What are you doing? It's a guy thing. I don't get
I
it.
I think it is.
I don't pretend to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher is having a birthday today. Now, he is an interesting gentleman.
He is.
Whether you love him or right. whether you don't, I have to
there
respect
is a,
him.
A thread of honesty that comes through what he says. Now, I don't like some of his liberal views.
I don't either, but he does have the ability
yeah.
to have an unbiased viewpoint
right, right.
that is not necessarily popular
nope.
with those who like to claim him as their
yeah.
liberal
icon or
speaking
whatever yeah.
voice. So he turned 66.
This is him with Joe Rogan of all people.
Mm-hmm. Look, the left often uninformed.
Yeah.
They just are.
But they have these bullet points that they feel like they definitely can shut a conversation down.
That's
with.
What I mean. They don't feel like they
inequality.
Have to learn a yeah. lot about a subject
yeah.
because you have these mic drop sayings or phrases that just stop people from talking.
Yeah.
And that's why I like him. Yeah. I, you know, I can't. And same thing. We'll have a story about Bruce Jenner a little bit later on this morning.
Yeah.
I don't understand the choices that he has made, as he wants to be called a she now, but there is a level of common sense there mm-hmm. and honesty
yeah.
that I respect.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about that later on
okay.
this morning. Of course, I love this next guy.
This is another inspirational speech.
Dwight from The Office, Rainn Wilson, is turning 56.
This is him speaking to other salespeople in... Somewhere in
the it's the speech that Jim wrote with all the speeches
pounding.
From the different dictators,
right.
like Mussolini,
right.
and yeah.
And the crowd began to react after they were over the initial shock.
We are warriors, salesmen of northeastern Pennsylvania. I ask you once more, rise and be worthy of this historical hour.
They're like, wow.
He was feeling the power.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's yeah. three inspirational. JFK, Martin Luther King, and Dwight Schrute.
And Dwight Schrute.
All
there
in the same
go.
Way. Man, let's just close up shop and go home.
I know. I don't know how inspirational this next guy is, although some people really enjoy
yeah.
his movies.
Mm-hmm.
David Lynch is turning 76 today.
This is where when you go by the office and he's drifting off somewhere... Daydreaming.
Yeah, I dream, but I don't go by nighttime dreams. It's daydreams that I love. And sinking down, sitting comfortably in a chair where you might be controlling some of the thoughts and directing yourself here or there, but at a certain point, the dream takes over and you enter in a place where things are unraveling before you without your intervention.
Sounds like the press conference yesterday with the president.
I think David Lynch has some special gummies on his desk. That's what I think. Just my opinion.
Well, you could be right.
Mm. And then finally, Lynchburg's own Skeet Ulrich is having a birthday today, turning 52.
Hi, I'm Skeet Ulrich. I play F.P. Jones on Riverdale, and today I will be reading some of your fan theories. And we know you guys are crazy, so let's see what you came up with.
Wow, got it.
F.P. is actually Billy from Scream. He didn't really die, but escaped, changed his name, and started a new life. It would explain Jughead's affinity for movies.
When you type in his name, all these Scream, you know, clips come up.
You're right.
I didn't think it was appropriate in the morning to scream so much.
Look at you.
I'm doing better.
Look at you showing some restraint. Mm-hmm. I like it. Mm-hmm. Randy,
he's
not showing any restraint.
What's he doing?
Well, we were talking about Buzz Aldrin.
Right.
He said, if women went to the moon, they would have stopped a lot during the trip and would have taken more luggage. Well, we might have stopped and asked for directions if we needed them. That's for sure.
This is true.
Perhaps we would have gotten there sooner.
What did they do? Go around the moon five times before they landed? Couldn't they make up their mind?
No, don't stop there. No, don't stop there.
No, I see a mall over there.
Stop. Now, you make that comment, but you know full well that the last people on Earth that are going to want to go to a mall is going to be your work wife and your home wife.
Oh, no doubt. You ladies do not like you go in and get what you need.
That's
and you
right.
get the heck out
we
of
shop
there.
With purpose. That's right. Right. All right. Here's our Mind Jam trivia, 434-248-0704. It's multiple choice today.
Yeah. Today is National DJ Day. Who coined the term disc jockey? Was it William Randolph Hearst, Walter Winchell, or, hey, I got the name right, Walter Winchell, or Hedda Hopper?
That's what we want to know.
Yeah.
We'll be back with the answer. Thank you for joining us this morning on The Morning Jam.
I've written down the information. So please, Mr. DJ, read my dedication. Get down.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark, 6 to 9 a.m. Right choice. It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.
6:27 on the Morning Jam. It's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Means we'll have some Life Hack Thursday. Got some really good interviews lined up today as well. But right now we're going to our Morning Mind Jam trivia. It's DJ Day, National DJ Day. Who coined the term disc jockey? Was it William Randolph Hearst, Walter Winchell, or Hedda Hopper? Janet.
Well, a lot of people thought it was Hearst, but it was not. Of course, newspaper man. It was Walter Winchell.
Okay.
He coined the phrase. Now, here's the thing. He coined the phrase in 1935.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Did they? I guess they did call them discs back then.
Well, do you know who was the first DJ? Do you have any idea what year that might have been?
I don't.
He was out of California. He was 16 years old. His name was Ray Newby.
Mm-hmm.
He was a college student who would play records from a small transmitter long before the term disc jockey was popularized.
Okay.
That was in 1909.
Wow.
I know.
Holy cow.
Yeah. He was the first one that thought, hey, somebody might enjoy that. Let's do it. And then, of course, in the 50s, it changed forever. So.
Yeah.
What a difference a few decades makes. But it is National DJ Day. Go hug your DJ.
Okay.
Hug your favorite DJ.
Well, I want to hug one of our favorite listeners. We didn't forget Ruth Ann's birthday. We wanted to separate it out because she's so special. It's her birthday today, and we have one of the first times she called us, after we had been on the air for maybe about a month. Ruth Ann struggled at the end of year before last because she lost her husband, and then she had surgery, brain surgery.
Yeah,
and
it was a rough year.
It was a rough year, and those two incidents happened within 60 days of each other. And this is really only about a month and a half out of that recovery, and she is she's just so delightful. It's her birthday today, so wish her a happy birthday. You can text us 434-248-0704 if you want us to give her a shout on the air. Here's Ruth Ann, one of her first calls to the Morning Jam.
And I'm okay. Mm-hmm. So if I repeat these, well, you heard it twice and you won't forget it.
That's She's right. still got her wit. There's no doubt about it.
Gianni says, Ruth Ann, tell her she's the bomb. Good to hear from her.
Oh, me. I love that.
Teresa says, yay, Ruth Ann, we've missed you so much. Another person says, wonderful to hear Ruth Ann's voice.
There you go. Happy birthday to Ruth Ann today. We heard from her yesterday, Janet.
And we've got happy birthday, Ruth Ann's, flooding in on our text line.
Okay, cool.
As well, because everybody loves Ruth Ann.
Yep.
She's pretty wonderful.
She is. Special lady.
Mm-hmm.
She says she just turned 20.
There
I might
you go.
Add 2 or 3 years to that, but yeah, she's close.
Oh my goodness, she's a lovely lady, no doubt about that. Well, we have some local headlines mm-hmm. coming up from Roanoke and the South Side and Lynchburg. Kimberly McBroom going to bring that to you, and we'll get you updated on all the things you need to know about this morning on the Morning Jam. Currently 36 degrees in Bedford, 39 in Lynchburg, 37 in Roanoke, 38 in Danville, 38 in Alta Vista. And that those temperatures basically mean we're getting rain.
Mm-hmm.
And just rain.
It's a little slippery this morning.
Well, it can be.
On the skating rink out there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it can be. And then in some places, it's getting rid of
it's helping
what
melt.
Was left.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, because it was like 38 degrees when I was driving in this morning.
Right.
Which is definitely doable.
Definitely better.
I can dig that.
But you still need to be careful.
Yeah. So we've been talking a lot about fires, space heaters, starting fires, being extra careful. Don't use those UL plugs because they're not rated to run that. And then a little heater that pulls as many amps as your stove does. Fire starts an HVAC unit at a Forest Church yesterday. There was a fire at the church, Waymaker Church, and it all happened in the unit itself, fed by a propane line. The fire was contained to the unit. There were people in the building. The HVAC unit was destroyed as a part of the, you know, the fire. However, there was no fire damage in the interior of the building. They've only been in that building a couple of years, or maybe 3 or 4 years now. A really cool church. I know the pastor over there, John Dupin. Officials say there were quite a few people in the building at the time. They were all evacuated safely. So we're glad that had a good ending, and actually kind of glad that it happened while people were in the building. Otherwise, that thing catches on fire and there's nobody there. It could catch the whole building on fire then. So I'm glad that things worked out for Waymaker Church there in Forest, just down the road from where we're sitting right now.
Three individuals are facing charges in a reported shootout from early Tuesday morning in Roanoke County. They're investigating a shooting that took place. They received multiple 911 calls involving two individuals who were shooting, as well as two vehicles being rammed into each other at Peters Creek apartment complex around 1:30 in the morning. When officers arrived, they arrested Alicia Cooper, 33, of Roanoke. Cooper charged with 2 counts of attempted malicious wounding, possession of a firearm, ammunition by a convicted felon. Also, Calvin Williams, 38, of Roanoke, being charged with attempted malicious wounding and possession of a firearm and ammunition by a convicted felon. Sadell Allen, 37, of Roanoke County, arrested and charged with assault and battery. They say they used a canine along with multiple officers who were not able to find the firearms reportedly used in the incident.
Interesting.
They returned the next morning for the search, and they say that due to the proximity of citizens and children who reside in that area, police are saying if the public locates any of the alleged weapons, to please not touch them,
yeah.
and to just call 911.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, you don't want to corrupt the situation
right.
by getting your fingerprints on it as well. So this is a happy story. We've got to have those every now and then because it's not all just about the gloom out there. It's about the good things that are happening, and there's a lot of good things happening. Meet Pancakes, Janet.
Okay.
A dog named Pancakes. Have you ever thought of a dog being named Pancakes?
Oh, I've seen dogs named. I knew a dog named Dog. So,
really?
You know, yeah.
Hey, Dog!
Uh-huh.
But the problem with naming him Dog is say, hey, Dog! All five dogs turn around. They don't know which one you're talking to.
He knew.
Anyway, this dog is named Pancake. Puppy sends a shift, spends the shift with the Richmond firefighters, available for adoption. Pancakes for dinner. Every night on the suite is a sweet note around the Richmond Animal Care Control because they're taking it over to this particular fire station. And this little pit bull, 10-month-old, pit bull terrier, Kalahua hound mix. I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen that kind of a mix. Anyway, looking for a forever home. The puppy spent Tuesday with her best friends at the Richmond Fire Department. She is what they call a triple stacked puppy with energy.
You were going to say a stripper.
No.
Sounded like
that's
you said
a different
stripper.
Kind of pole.
That's a anyway. Different dog altogether.
Sorry, I'm struggling
it's okay.
here.
It's all
anyway,
right. You're fine. It's all
the
fine.
The firefighters are calling this dog a triple stacked puppy with energy.
Okay.
Pancake is full of surprises. You can check out Pancakes over. I'm sorry, man. You can check out Pancakes at the this particular Richmond firefighters location.
Yeah, you'll be able to notice. This is how you'll know her. She's got body glitter on, and she's just got a little dollar bill stuffed down her collar. That's how you'll know.
Okay.
You are welcome.
You can go to Facebook or Instagram and type in
Instagram.
Instagram and type in RACC.
Oh, Grandpa.
If you want to meet her. Christy.Hemsworth@richmondgov.com or leave a message on the RACC Facebook or Instagram. Not
there you
instant.
Go. Yeah,
I was instant mashed potatoes. I grew up with
I was going to say, Trey, are you on the Instagram?
Stop.
I'm not.
Stop.
It's new.
Wait,
it's
wait,
not
wait.
Quite as popular here, as Instagram.
I'm going to send it to you in Morse code with my pen. I'll try not to click it three times.
Before it explodes. Oh, my goodness. All right.
Anyway, I'm done. It's a feel good story. They're trying to find this puppy called Pancakes, a forever home in Richmond.
All right. Got it.
I know we're not in Richmond, but I've seen people drive halfway across the country to rescue a dog.
That's true.
Richmond's only a couple hours away.
Yeah, that's right.
And they'd give you pancakes, I'm sure, in a
we had a very famous cat that got adopted here locally.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure they'd give you a stack of pancakes and their best looking fireman will dance on the pole for
Let's
you.
Let's be honest. The only reason he did this story is because the dog's name was Pancake. So there we go. On Wednesday, the Henry County Board of Supervisors made a unanimous vote in favor of voter referendum of the city of Martinsville to approve the city's reversion to a town within Henry County. The purpose of the meeting was to consider a resolution in support of House Bill 173 and Senate Bill 85, which are being considered by the Virginia General Assembly. This revision would mean that Martinsville will no longer be an independent city, but rather would be a town within Henry County. Mm. This brings some concerns for citizens, but the board says they do want to hear from the public. Some think it's a great idea. Others don't. The referendum gives residents a chance to vote before order is entered. As the reversion process has moved along, citizens have made it clear they want more of a say in the process about schools and consolidations of services. Now, the reversion would mean this. Mm-hmm. Martinsville City Public Schools would dissolve mm-hmm. into Henry County Public Schools.
Okay.
And then all cases in the Martinsville City Court System would fall under Henry County. In addition, the city would no longer have a sheriff or any constitutional officers.
Wow.
Instead, Henry County would provide those services. According to the Board of Supervisors, another big concern for residents is the possible annexation of county property, mm-hmm. saying it would basically allow the city to glean revenue from what was county property, and the county would then in turn lose that revenue.
Wow.
So it is going to have an impact on the residents there. You all do need to do your homework and decide how that's going to impact you, and then you need to let them know how you feel.
Yep.
They do want the citizens to know that they're listening, they do hear you, and we want you to be a part of the process, and we understand that maybe this rushed along too quickly, which is kind of what happens when they want to get something done. The board says the referendum will be on the ballot during one future election. So if you are in that area, again, educate yourself, find out exactly what it means. We shared a little bit of that. And then weigh in. It is your community. Make sure your voice is heard.
Yeah. Yep. My story, even though it was complex, just had a better flavor to it because it had pancakes involved.
Did you not sleep last night? What is going on?
Well, there's times when, you know, you think that would be a good story until you start trying to tell it.
And then it's like, maybe not. Well, here's the thing, though. We said it is National DJ Day. We talked about that.
It is.
It's also National Penguin Day.
No.
Yes. National Coffee Break Day.
Wow.
National Take a Walk Outdoors Day. That's a good one.
Take Outdoors Day, huh?
Take a Walk Outdoors Day.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And Women's Healthy Weight Day.
Huh.
Healthy Weight Day.
Interesting.
Meaning, you know, don't be too big, too little. I sent your wife a meme yesterday.
Right.
Did she share with you?
Well, yesterday was a complex day at my house.
Okay. So she probably didn't.
So I don't think I got it.
Okay. Well, it's a picture of Sophia Loren, 1965.
How could I miss that?
And where she was quoted saying, "I'd rather eat pasta and drink a glass of wine than be a size zero."
Oh, wow.
I was like, she was a lady after our own heart, even back in the day.
She's a lovely. You're kidding me.
She's a lovely, lovely lady.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. and she was a healthy weight. But I mean, think about the time when she said that, though.
Right.
Who was the most popular fashion icon when she was talking about that? Twiggy.
Oh, yes, yes. The short hair. The
she
very
looked like a 12-year-old boy.
Well, yeah, and there goes the name, Twiggy.
Sophia Loren did not look like a 12-year-old boy. No, she did not. So there you go.
She did not.
She was all about the pasta and the little red wine.
Yes.
Similar to today's Five and Dine.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Their staff is there to serve you. That's right, real people checking you out at the register. It's a beautiful thing. Human beings that will talk to you about your butchering needs and help you find things that you're looking for. It's remarkable, really.
They did that back in the 50s and 60s.
I know. Pretty
still
crazy.
Still doing it today, though.
Mm-hmm. It's day three of our yummy take on pork tenderloin, which is on sale this week at F&L Market. We were talking about how, you know, with a lot of proteins, they're hard to come by right now, and people are trying to make sure that they're not wasting anything, and they're stretching that money as far as it can go. So over the past few days, we've been giving you recipes on how to use that pork tenderloin in different ways. So you can take one pork tenderloin and get several completely different meals. Today, the yumminess just keeps on coming as we're doing a pork tenderloin in a creamy mushroom sauce and pasta. It's a perfect weeknight meal, and it's really lovely, actually. You're going to start with your pork loin, and you're also going to want some penne pasta that you're going to use in this. Slice your pork tenderloin into several medallions about an inch thick, And then in a large plate, or you can use a like a zipper bag, mix flour, garlic powder, onion powder, paprika, salt, and pepper. And you're just going to dredge those medallions in the seasoned flour and then sear them in some olive oil on medium-high heat until they're golden brown. Then set them aside. And as you finish up the meal, then you're going to reduce your heat to medium, add in a tablespoon of butter and light olive oil. After that gets all melted down, add in your sliced onions and your mushrooms to the pan. Saute those until the mushrooms are browned and the onions are caramelized. Then you're going to put in your garlic just for a minute. Then you're going to add in the leftover flour, 2 tablespoons. Or you can use cornstarch. I think it's a little bit smoother with the cornstarch, but you're going to mix that together, add in some marsala or white wine, whatever you have,
okay,
and your chicken broth, deglazing all the bits in the pan. And once you get that nice and smoothed out, add in a little bit of sour cream. Then you're going to return the pork to the pan and simmer it until the sauce is thickened and everything's nicely coated. Adjust your salt and pepper to taste, and then you're going to add in your favorite cooked pasta. Could be fettuccine, could be penne, whatever it is that you like, and then just serve it up. It is a delicious meal. It is quite different from the others we've shared the last couple of days, but again, it's a fantastic way to use that that pork tenderloin from F&L Market in different ways. Check it out by going to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam, brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, save on whole pork tenderloins, $3.69 a pound. Chicken leg quarters are $7.59 for a 10-pound bag. Daniel Boone whole country hams sliced for free are $3.29 a pound. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents a pound, and navel oranges are $5.99 for an 8-pound bag. Become a VIP Savings Club member by texting FL Market to 833-605-1804. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
Get past the people, get past the hitman.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
I'm on the good foot. My right foot, I've learned something just in the last 24 hours. I was having problems with my right ankle, and you know, we sit down at desk.
You know you're getting old when you've got, like, this is my good knee, this is my bad knee. Right.
Well, my right ankle had been bothering me, and I know why now, and it just hit me. We are at desk height. Now, in the new studios, we're going to be at tabletop height.
Yes.
That way we can stand and you know, articulate out of our gut, our diaphragm, and all that. We can't really do that.
I just don't like sitting all the time.
Sitting, you know? So I've been bending my right foot under and not even knowing that I was doing it. And the pain hit me yesterday when I was doing it. I go, that's why I'm having this problem.
So we got a text where it says, does that mean you're going to sound better in the old, in the next new studio?
I hope so.
I can assure you I'm just going to sound the same. So sorry.
I got my foot flat. I'm flat-footed right now. Kind of like when I tried to do that story a little while ago. Joe was a little bit flat-footed at the press conference yesterday. Now, Janet, James Rosenthal, who used to work for Fox, I think he works for Newsmax or somebody now. This is a guy that was, if he had an axe to grind against Joe Biden, he certainly had one, because it was the Obama-Biden administration that went after him and his parents. They surveilled him, which was a story that didn't get a lot of, you know, traction, but he is a professional. This is him talking about the elephant in the room yesterday when it comes to Biden's cognitive abilities.
I'd like to raise a delicate subject, but with utmost respect for your life accomplishments and the high office you hold. A poll released this morning by Politico Morning Consult found 49% of registered voters disagreeing with the statement, Joe Biden is mentally fit. Wow. Not even a majority of Democrats who responded strongly affirmed that statement.
Well, I'll let you all make the judgment whether they're correct.
Well, the question I have for you, sir, if you'd let me finish, is why do you suppose such large segments of the American electorate have come to harbor such profound concerns about your cognitive fitness? Thank you.
I have no idea.
That was his answer. As soon as he said that, he said, so-and-so from NBC News. That's all he said. I have no idea.
Let me just say, that was probably the wisest move of his entire career. That was the most concise, clear answer I've heard out of him since he took office.
Well, this is by...
And he doesn't have any idea about that or pretty much anything else.
True. This is Biden yesterday. This is just about a minute of him just struggling yesterday. And these aren't even really the uncomfortable ones.
We passed a lot of things that people don't even understand what's all that's in it, understandably. I mean, one of the things that I remember saying, and I'll end this, I think it's extremely realistic to say to people, because let me back up. So whether or not we can actually get an election, and by the way, I haven't given up. We haven't finished the vote yet on what's going on voting rights and the John Lewis bill and others. Allison Harris, please. Very few schools are closing. Over 95% are still open. Is becoming much more informed on the...
Oh boy.
This is a compilation of
missteps. You haven't.
The motives of
the pauses are real.
Some of the political
not manipulated
players and some of the and the political parties.
One more question, Mr. President.
By the way, it's a quarter of guys, so I'm going to do this. If you answer me easy questions, I'll give you quick answers.
Wow. If you'll ask me easy questions, I'll give you quick answers.
Yeah.
The thing that I think upset me the most yesterday was, and I don't even know why I even take this to heart, but a CNN analyst compared Foggy Biden to Reagan at the end of his pregnancy, which it was Van Jones, which I think is pretty insulting.
Yeah.
I mean, I would take Reagan on his worst day. 70-some-year-old Reagan on his worst day to 20-year-old Biden on his best day. I would. And it was 5 years after he left the presidency that he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
Yeah, yeah.
So come on now.
Yeah.
Let's be, you know.
I'm with you.
That's the only thing he has in common with Reagan, that's for sure. Now, there was one, apparently there was one question in particular that he got kind of angry about. Which question was that?
It was the one about the speech that he gave, you know, in about Georgia last week.
About running on civility?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the whole unity thing. I mean, he does his little, you know, his little back and forth here with the media. Here it is.
Why are you trying so hard in your first year to pull the country so far to the left?
Well, I'm not. If you notice, I haven't attacked anybody publicly, any senator, any congressman.
No, just the whole country.
My Build Back Better plan will address the biggest cost of working families face every day. And it will do all this without raising a single penny in taxes on people making under $400,000 a year. And for the first time in a long time, this country's working people actually got a raise. We've seen record job creation, record economic growth in the past year. Anybody who listened to the speech, I did not say that there were going to be a George Wallace or a Bull Connor.
Yes, you did. That is a bald-faced lie.
Yeah, I have some audio later that will actually have him say that and then have part of the speech. And it just, we'll do that in the next hour.
Yeah, because he interrupted the guy and said, look, I didn't say that. That is not what I said. It absolutely is what you said.
Yeah. Yep.
Exhausting. Hey, we'll have some good news stuff, too. Coming up.
Yeah. Trey Watkins going to be with us here in the latter part of the next hour. And then Dr. Bob Denton in the 8 o'clock hour.
And we have Hope Jennings from Patrick Henry
Yep.
Home. Lots of conversations this morning. You're listening.